You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keno Go, now in Victoria. Up to 20 million can be won every 3 minutes. Gamble responsibly.
The Kogan Money Credit Card. A great value card with rewards and no annual fee.
Summer Breakfast.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome once again to Summer Breakfast, the final day of January. It is the 31st. It is a Tuesday morning. It's great to have your company. And the McCafe menu today is an absolute beauty, our official coffee partner. We've got Graham Arnold, newly re-signed Socceroos head coach. Can't wait to have a chat to Arnie a little bit later on in the program. David Zaharakis, Essendon champ, retired bomber, former Crichton medalist, now survivor contestant. And Beth Mooney, cricket's night of nights last night. Beth just keeps on dominating, the Belinda Clark medalist for the second time. Questions without notice as well. It's been a good break, but it's always great to look across at this man. Simon O'Donnell is here. Scoop,
where you been?
The last time I saw you, you were 59. Happy belated birthday to you for the big 6-0.
Thank you.
How you been?
Yeah, good. Where have you been?
Just a little staycation. Actually, it was a hectic time. Although holidays ended yesterday for us parents of school-aged children. School went back. Blimey, always good to get through the school holidays, I can tell you. It is funny how many other people you see who have kids themselves over the holidays.
Tired.
Are you looking forward to school? They look at your kids. Are you looking forward to school? We're looking forward to school going back. And the kids are like, oh, well. Everyone had just had enough by the end. But I did see something funny over the weekend, actually. A study was done in the UK that found a third of British men admit to hiding in their toilet to get some peace and quiet. In fact, 7 hours a year in the toilet was found in a survey. A bit of peace and quiet on the throne.
Wow.
It gets to that point at the end of the school holidays, it must be said. Everyone's just a bit over each other. Mm. It's time to go back. Mm.
Yeah, it's time to get some private time.
That's good to be back here with you.
I think there's better spots for private time.
We're not blessed with options. You remember. You'll remember. You were not blessed with options at the best of times, but that's the time where you can just sneak
walk
away.
Around the block or something.
No, you can't leave the premises. He's hung, drawn, and quartered for doing that. Good to be here, though. We got a lot to get through. I thought I'd pair my last day, my first day back at work, rather, with a trip to the dentist, just to salt the wound a little bit. My first trip to the dentist there's nothing that quite embarrasses you like going into the dentist and they look up on the file the last time you went there.
So you're going for a checkup and a clean?
I'm going for a checkup, but I've got a pretty good feeling what the checkup's going to find.
Oh, carnage.
I went and booked in yesterday. As I said, there's no guilt like dentist guilt. They looked in the database, and I knew it had been a while. Surname, last time you were here. Okay. Righto, we'll do this, we'll do that. Already I'm just thinking. And I've experienced financial pain at the dentistry before. I've had a crown put in, a few other things. Yeah. They're going to get me.
Yeah, they are.
Inflation.
If you need work.
Out the other side of COVID. Yeah. And I can feel it, you know, there's something not quite, there's a few little bits missing back there, the odd little bit of pain.
It's not a nice space, is it?
No. So I thought, you know, first day back at work, always tough. First day back at school for kids, always tough. I thought, you know what, I'll pair it with a dentist.
Do you have a dentist that asks you questions while he's fiddling around your mouth?
I don't go often enough to know the habits of my dentist, and that's part of the problem. So we're going today, and I'll let you know how we go tomorrow, just to make sure the credit card is cleared. For this one. In fact, I wouldn't mind. The Omo Insurance Open Line, 1-300-736-736. The Temper 40 Winks text as well, Scoob. 0433-98-1116. I'm even happy to take a couple of dentist horror stories, to be honest. Just to perhaps make me feel a little bit better about myself when I go in there in a couple of hours' time. I know I need work. So I wouldn't mind some dental horror stories, whether they be financial, things that you found in there. Because I'm actually really concerned. So the last time I went was 2018. That's coming up on 5 years ago now. That's embarrassing.
So what were you before that? Were you once every 2 years?
I'm probably like a lot of middle-aged men. I go when there's a problem. I'm reactive rather than preemptive.
Yeah.
So how often do you go?
I'll be once every 2 years. go for a bit of a clean and a checkup.
Yep. And do you need much done, or
you're lucky? No, I've been lucky. I don't think I've had a filling for years.
What? And I brush religiously. I mean, you say you're going to do all the right things. Yes, I'm going to floss, and yes, I'm going to do this. Yep. You never do. But I brush morning, and I don't eat too many sugary foods, but I reckon I'm just unlucky in the old chompers department.
Yeah, geez. Well, I'm impressed by it.
Have they come
along?
How
you want to just go and do it today, and you want horror stories of the dentist.
No, it's not actually. It's to make me feel selfish, if anything. Steve's in Buller. Steve, welcome to Summer Breakfast.
Hey, yeah, look, I've bought my dentist a couple of BMWs over the journey, so he's done very well out of me. But I remember years ago, I was working in the hotel industry, and I got a toothache on the Friday night. And it got progressively worse over the weekend, to the point on the Sunday morning I was pulling my hair out, and someone did say to me, the dental hospitals is an option for emergencies. So I was ready to, I was just in absolute agony. So the dental hospital opened at 9 o'clock on the Sunday morning. I was sitting at the front at 8 o'clock. Anyway, they went in, little doctor comes up and goes, what do you want me to do? And he looks and goes, oh, very bad tooth. I said, tell me about it. He goes, you want me to pull it out? I said, no, don't pull it. What can you do? He goes, I put a hole in it and grain it, and you go to your dentist. So he went and put the anaesthetic in, and then he grained it, and I went home. I said, how long will I get some relief? He goes, about 4 hours. So I just sat and laid in the beanbag and just let it drip out and you smell it.
Oh.
And I had to go to the dentist and get a root canal done. But I was nothing worse. There's nothing worse. As I've got a bit older, you break teeth. You know, you break the one in the front, so you look like a Collingwood supporter. You know, like it's not a good look.
Yeah, yeah. I've chipped a few at the back, Steve, to be honest. That's why I'm going back today. Off the text here, 34. I've not been to the dentist since I was 15. Crikey.
Oh, yeah.
That's frightening. And maybe this is not a good idea in hindsight. Steve's painting a pretty
graphic. We should have talked about this pre-show.
We probably should have. But
nevertheless, you should go down.
We're out there now. Actually, you do hear some horror stories that when the teeth need to be removed, they don't come out.
I'm a Vita-Wheat man. I love my Vita-Wheat biggies with a bit of cheese, sometimes a bit of veggie on the cheese. And they're
teeth breakers?
Very hard. Well, I split a tooth while on holiday having some Vita-Wheats and cheese and a little glass of wine at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Split the tooth. And I went to the dentist, the bloke x-rayed it, and the tooth was split. And I had to come back here and actually have an operation. You know, go to an orthodontist who cut your gum and he had to cut the tooth in half and then pull one bit out and then the other bit out and then he sewed me up, sewed the gum up, which was like getting a tooth pulled, but it was just
any pain.
Just did half at a time. Not one bit of pain.
That's good.
Not one bit.
Come a long way in that regard.
Oh, absolutely, come a long way. But the pain of splitting the tooth that Steve was just talking about then—that was incredible.
Mm.
Having a split tooth.
Jeremy's in Mount up in Mount Gambier. There. G'day, Jezza.
How you going, boys?
What's happening?
How's your mouth?
Not much. Oh, my mouth's all right.
Good.
I had root canal surgery about 2 years ago, and I was packing my dacks going in there thinking, oh, this is going to hurt. Everyone's told me some horror stories.
Yeah.
Anyway, I laid down, they gave me the anaesthetic, and next minute he's waking me up. He goes, hey, mate, do you want to wake up? Your root canal's finished. I'm like, pardon? He goes, you fell asleep. I went, oh, okay. It wasn't that bad. So hopefully you'll have a good day at the dentist today. You might even fall asleep.
Crikey, I've never, Jezza, that's incredible. I've never been in danger of nodding off at the dentist. Oh, no. In fact, the exact opposite. Right. Heart rate's up a bit, to be honest. But anyway, we're going, and we'll be there. We've got to do the right thing, Scoob. Can't let it go on any longer. A lot of texts coming through. I'm not sure how many I'm brave enough. I'm not sure how many I'm brave enough to read out. How about this one? I had to get a molar tooth pulled out at the peak of COVID. No anaesthetic, as it was deemed not COVID safe to administer a needle. What? Got the tooth pulled out, but never again. No.
Oh, it can't be right.
Well, you can't have a chomper pulled out, a molar, without anaesthetic.
Oh.
You got to be joking. Those things.
Can you imagine the
your
tooth and the grating of it. Oh.
Too far. Too far. Now, did you see Cricket's Not a Knots at the Royal Randwick Racecourse last night?
I didn't watch it live, but I read a bit about it this morning.
And we'll talk about it throughout the...
I was in Nine Eyes Land. Get up at...
It's a late night.
Afford to come and talk to you.
Not lacking in humour either. Now, the reason I raise it, though, is because you have been, Well, you've assessed Usman Khawaja's fashion sense very closely over recent times. Your thoughts on his get-up for last night, have you sighted it?
I've seen it. It's the, what do we call it, salmon or pink jacket?
I'd call it burgundy. And I'd call it velvet.
Yes.
A black bow,
a shine to it.
Black bow tie, white shirt, but then this velvet burgundy number. He was on fire too last night, was he? Not all of his gags landed. He was happy to comment on how good he thought he looked. He thanked Travis Head for getting COVID to open the door back up to during last summer's Ashes. At one point, Marnus Labuschagne tried to hurry him up in his acceptance speech because Uzi did win the Community Award. He won the inaugural Shane Warne Test Player of the Year Award as well. And he said, hey, no one hurries the people's champ. But he actually had a crack at the captain. He had a crack at Paddy Cummins. He had a crack at Paddy Cummins' alleged bald spot. That one didn't land very well. That one didn't get the laughs he was looking for. Oh. Nevertheless, he's some of the best of Uzi Khawaja on Alan Border Medal Night last night.
I couldn't give him the ball as much because we were playing on Raging Green Tops it is early on during the year. David Warner turned up, everyone. He turned up, he's here. I'll just start by saying congrats to everyone on the team. I think there's been outstanding performances. Marnus, Smudger, Paddy always, Gaz, amount of wickets you taking this year, unbelievable. I was just a little bit better, I think.
Looking sharp, kid.
Yeah, look.
As you told me you would.
I mean, I wore a very flary jacket at the Queensland Bulls Award a few years ago and they said the same thing. I was looking sharp and I'll give you the same reply. I must be going to hell because it's a sin to look this good.
That was some of Usman Khawaja last night. So your thoughts? You had a problem with wearing that trackie.
Oh, that trackie. And look, in fairness, we debated face-to-face. You know, we had a chat about it. I didn't think he could, you know, just get on a kite and that sort of gear. That was very, hey, look at me. Look at me. You know, he doesn't appear to be that sort of fellow. I said, mate, you've got to get your kit right when you're travelling. Well, I'm probably here to say he's got to get his kit right when he goes to a black tie function as well. He had the black tie, but I'm not sure the velvet jacket floats. I'm not.
No? I liked it. I thought it looked good. Yeah. And what about Steve Smith, a record-equalling fourth time announced as the Alan Border medalist? Us in pretty esteemed company now, likes of Ricky Ponting, Michael Clark, the only other men to have won the award four times. We'll run through the rest of the awards later on, but a superb past 12 months for Steve Smith with the bat. And Beth Mooney, who we'll talk about a little bit later on, she was the Belinda Clark medalist, and just thought she'd chuck in the ODI Player of the Year for good measure as well, Beth. Absolutely dominant she's been.
Your horror stories on the dentist. We're losing listeners.
We're some of them coming through. Some I can't possibly. It might be working for me though, because there's no way I can be as bad as some of these coming through. They're almost not fit to read out. But Peter's called in from Doreen, and we'll always take a call, Scoob, on the Omar Insurance Open Line. Of course. G'day, Pete. Welcome.
Hey, boys. Good morning to you. I'm 66. 40 years ago, back in the days when I was playing footy, just local footy in the district league, you used to go to the chemist and get those moulded mouthguards and put ball in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Fit around, you know. I was playing a game. I was playing at centre forward, and some guy, I went to go around him, and he gave me a round arm and hit me right on the side of the mouth, and the mouthguard split all my molars in the back, and there was a bit of a biffo after it. I spat the mouthguard out, and I wanted to have a go at him, and he hit me again. Then he put me two front teeth through my top lip. And back in those days, when you played local footy, you used to have the St. John's ambulance, used to attend. So here I am in the club rooms, two front teeth, the big teeth, through my lip, all my molars are split. I had to get all my molars removed, and basically, after I got all the work done, I only had three top teeth. And then only about a month ago, one of those teeth snapped off when I was at a restaurant eating some Italian food with the nice crispy bread. And I heard something crack, and I thought, oh, now the tooth's cracked off right at the gum line. So I didn't have any pain, but then over the weekend, it developed into an abscess. And I went to the dentist, and the dentist said, I can't do anything with it because it's so infected that you're going to have to go on antibiotics. And I said, no, I want it out today. So I had to go through the pain of getting the injection put into the abscess, which isn't painless. It's very painful, but I just wanted to get it out. It was that bad, and I thought, no, I'm out. So now I'm left with two top teeth and a denture that I had trouble keeping in my mouth.
Pete, my goodness. Have a spell. Appreciate you ringing in. Scoot, don't look at me like that, all right?
What have you started?
Don't look at me like
what
that.
What have you started? Thanks, Pete, but seriously.
Pete, I feel for you. That's nothing short of
you're
horrific.
You're into abscesses and yeah. Split teeth.
All right, all right, all right. I've got some buyer's remorse.
What have you done?
All right, I apologise. And I apologise to poor old Pete up there in Coolum, who's begging for us to stop talking yes. about dentist horror stories. Apologies to you, Pete. I just, safe to say, it got big on me. It got big on me.
Well, if we've given Pete a go, we're going to have to give James a go.
All right, James. Final call on the dentist, James. James is up in Hornsby. G'day, Jimmy.
Please be a call to cheer us up, James,
please.
Yeah, here we go,
guys. Yeah, all right. You know, you sit in the dentist chair and the dentist sits to your side and he says, oh, this might hurt a little bit. Just let me know if it hurts, you know. So what you do is you drop your hand down between his legs, give him a tap on the inner thigh and go, you'll know when it hurts. And you make sure it will. You'll make sure he doesn't hurt you.
Righto, James. Appreciate the call. As well, Scoob, when it comes to the McCafe menu today, we've got another special guest. How about this for one of the best lineups we've ever had? So we've got Graham Arnold, we've got David Zaharakis, who's joined Survivor, we've got Beth Mooney, the Belinda Clark medalist, and now, as we count down to Super Bowl 57 in Glendale outside Phoenix between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, we've got St Kilda player turned punter for Philly, Aaron Sipos, is going to join us, who's in a real race against time to get himself fit for this decider. So that's out of 7 o'clock. Can't wait for that. We'll get the latest on Aaron's injury and how he's feeling heading into, well, the biggest day of his sporting life and career, Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. Can't wait for that. Aaron Sipos a little bit later on in the show. SEM Breakfast is for the Kogan Money Credit Card, of course. It's packed full of value. And a reminder, the Toyota Caller of the Year is back. The improved Hilux Rogue. It's wider, it's taller, it's tougher. You can visit your local Toyota dealer. We'll announce the first weekly winner next Tuesday. Temper 40 Wings Dexter is ticking along, not with all the subject matter that Scoob had hoped for. Well, the consumer's choice winner, Temper mattresses, pillows. Well, just goes to show that don't think your life's all that bad, okay? So some people go through it pretty tough, don't they, when it comes to maintaining their health? They've got pillows and adjustable faces conforming to the exact shape of your body. We'll be back. I promise it won't be too many. Won't be painful after this.
Keno Go, now in Victoria. Up to 20 million can be won every 3 minutes. Gamble responsibly.
The Kogan Money Credit Card. A great value card with rewards and no annual fee.
Summer Breakfast.
Didn't mind this text from Alex, Scoob. Given Craig Kelly's reputation from his playing days, one of the first things he'll be implementing at the Pies will be a pinch and a punch for the first day of the month. That's from Big Al. And a big appointment too, one that had been coming for a long time. I think we spoke about it last year, Scoob. Mm. This is a fait accompli. And in the end, it was announced formally yesterday that the 1990 Premiership player will be going back to where it all started in his playing days anyway as the CEO of Collingwood after a storied and long stint at the head of TLA, the biggest management company in our game here anyway, some 300 odd players and coaches. One of the coaches is the coach that he's now in charge of at Collingwood, Craig McRae. So he's absolved himself from all TLA responsibilities, as he had to do.
Yep.
But imagine what he knows is under the hood across the competition and the competitive advantage that it brings upon his appointment as the head of a football club in Collingwood. It would be huge.
Yeah, it would be huge. The intel he brings.
Player contracts,
across the league,
coach contracts.
Quite extraordinary. That's all good. That's all smart.
Oh, it's smart from
play.
Collingwood.
Yep, smart play.
Indeed. And it's been a long time coming. So that is a big appointment. Another big appointment took place a few months ago now, and that was the appointment of Jeff Walsh at St Kilda. Now, what is going on at your football club at the Saints?
Some family issues.
He's stepped down suddenly yesterday. Yep, family issues. He was the executive general manager of football and St Kilda. So Dave Misson will assume the role of acting general manager of football operations to just oversee the football program, the football department, until a more permanent appointment is made, we assume. But that is, as Simon Lethlean said yesterday, not ideal.
No.
On the eve of the season.
No, it's not ideal, but again, he's not the coach. He's not.
He's the executive general manager of football.
He's got his family there, Roscoe. He's right.
Pretty big appointment.
He's got his people around
him. Pretty big
him,
job.
Roscoe. Yeah,
These things. What are they doing down there at the Saints?
Well, that's
he's appointed 5 minutes
aren't
ago.
The club's fault, are they?
No, they're not. And that is what it is. I tell you, the rumor mill yesterday was absolutely raging that it was, oh, it was this, it was that. There's politics at play and there's appointments that he wasn't happy with. All that sort of stuff would appear to be complete rubbish. And it is as advertised and as he said and as the club have said that it, unfortunately there is a family issue that he needs to take care of, Jeff Walsh. So we do wish him well and hope it has a happy ending in that regard. But clearly his time is needed elsewhere on the family front. So we wish him well. And now the Saints just have to move on and they will. They'll
and
be
they
w- for him.
And they will.
All the other
ripple
pieces
in the
place.
Pond, ripple in our pond, Sam.
Had a few ripples in your pond over the last
We've had a few waves.
You've had a couple of. Can you stop your players, your forwards getting injured, please? They're dropping a lot of flies down there. Yeah. What's going on?
Okay.
You might have to suit up at this
other
rate.
Opportunities arise.
Mature age recruit.
Who else do we lose?
You've lost a couple. You've lost a few. Yep.
Kingy.
Yep. And you lost another fella as well, whose name just escapes me at the moment. Hey, we're coming up. I'm distracted because we're coming up to, you mentioned Jack Hayes, didn't you? We're coming up to a handover to Adelaide. SENSA Brekkie is about to start. So if you're over there in Adelaide, sit tight. You'll hear from Jared Walsh and Bryce Gibbs straight after the news. We'll bid you farewell. If you want to keep listening to us, of course, you can do so on the SEN app.
Please do.
The headlines are upon us. On the other side, though, a stack of guests. Graham Arnold, Aaron Sipos over there in Philly, David Zarakis, Beth Mooney, the Belinda Clark medalist once again, and questions without notice. The Kogan Money credit card right behind us. It's packed full of value. Stay with us here on Summer Brekkie. We'll be back right after these news headlines. Big, big show to get to.